Now, this one by Ella Smith from the Daily Advertiser. And just listen to the details, then let me share some information with you after I give you the details from Ella Smith's story. A car under pursuit swapped drivers while being chased by police on Saturday night. Wagga police deployed tyre spikes twice during the 15-minute pursuit before arresting three people over the incident. Police Inspector Peter McClay said the chase was initiated after officers stopped a blue Hyundai on Pearson Street for random breath test at 8:15pm. The 23-year-old man in the back seat, who was wanted by police on outstanding warrants, immediately directed the 19-year-old female driver to take off. A 20-year-old woman was travelling in the front seat at the time she was directed the 19-year-old to take off. The car sped off along the Olympic Highway, Morong Street and Travers Street before slowing down to about 10k while the man and the 19-year-old swapped drivers mid-pursuit. So the bloke climbs over from the back to the front, swaps it with the 19-year-old. Then the car exceeded the speed limit, reaching 110 towards North Wagga. The car travelled along one particular road before police observed a female leap from the passenger seat and she was arrested. Police attempted to then spike the car near Old Bowman Road intersection, but the driver performed a U-turn to avoid hitting the spikes and went back to the Olympic Highway. A second set of road spikes was deployed at the southern end of a bridge near the Travers Street roundabout. The car travelled over the bridge, hit the road spikes. The chase ended about 8:30. Police smashed the driver's side window and arrested the male. All three involved in the chase were taken to Wagga Police Station. The man was charged with police chase, driving dangerously skies law, revocation of parole, learner not accompanied by a driver, learner driver not displaying L plates, and so it goes on. The bail was refused for the bloke in the Wagga local court, and he's back before Wagga local court again today. Now, let me tell you who this bloke is. Remember last week I told you that two Ngati brothers were pinged, one of them for Skye's Law down around Goulburn. I think they led police on a 210 kilometre chase across rural New South Wales. The reason we have Skye's Law is because William Ngati killed little Skye Sassine when trying to escape from police after conducting a number of armed robberies. He's in jail till 2024. Last week in Goulburn, one of his younger brothers was detained by police for Skye's Law. Guess who this bloke is? John Ngati. They've got the trifecta of imbeciles. One's in jail till 2024. Here's a tip for the judiciary in New South Wales. Line them all up and put them all in jail till 2024 and give the coppers in southern New South Wales some peace. Skye's Law introduced because of William Ngati killing a defenceless little baby, and his two imbecile brothers, in the space of a week, have gone for the same thing. I'm told that they come from Claymore in southwestern Sydney, and I'm told by locals that they are Vermin. And the coppers have been dealing with them for a long, long time. This bloke's 21. I think the other two were in their 20s and early 30s, and the elder brother's in jail till 2024. Well done to the Ngati family. Well done to mum and dad. Geez, you bred some good ones there. Unbelievable.